A half hour before the job fair starts, Captain Felicia Anderson and Officer Patricia Hall are shuffling a pile of applications and arranging a dozen complimentary plastic mugs with the FDC logo. Both women are wearing crisp brown uniforms. Anderson is a 24-year department veteran who has been spending 4 days a week at various recruiting events. Today, she's trying to fill 29 openings at Madison Correctional Institution. Sure, Anderson says, some potential recruits ask about prison corruption and inmate stabbings.
We tell them it's not TV. So you can't, you know, TV is there for the ratings. So you can't compare, you know, this institution with television because they're there for the ratings. And it's and you get a lot of people that get hired and it's like, oh, okay, it's nothing like I thought it would be.
Corrections Secretary Julie Jones was brought in a year ago to fix a system plagued by complaints of excessive use of force and high-profile inmate deaths. She asked lawmakers for 734 new prison guards. They authorized just 215. Spokesman McKinley Lewis says the department is hoping that if it fills its 1,400 vacancies and then some, it will convince the legislature to approve enough resources to switch from 12-hour to 8-hour shifts.
When there are vacancies, our officers are having to work longer hours and more overtime. That can certainly put them in a more stressful position, and of course, stress can lead to mistakes or oversight.
Curtis Pride knows the drill. The Tallahassee man worked at the Wakulla County Correctional Institution for 6.5 years before he was let go. He came to the job fair in hopes of getting picked up again at Madison. Pride says he likes the work.
Well, there's a lot of other things that go with the job as far as supervising inmates on a daily basis, as far as recreation in the chow hall, as far as their living facilities and stuff, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Traffic was light. The only other applicant Wednesday morning was a 19-year-old Utah woman who was living temporarily with her 3-year-old daughter in a shelter after their car called it quits. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.